Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have you seen OS?
Sorry?
OS. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
No. Have you seen OS?
No.
Have you seen OS? Have you seen OS? Have you seen OS?
You seen our house?
Yeah.
You seen our house?
Yeah, it's over there, mate.
Over there?
Stand there.
Thank you. Pick William Sutherland with you. Welcome to Hour 2. 844-RADIO-US. 844-RADIO-US. Okay, we've got some technical difficulties, so stand by with us as best we can. Bob is in the room with me here, and I don't know how we're going to do this, but we've got a engineer. Chris is coming over to check things out. It seems we had something blow. We don't know why or what, but nonetheless, it has happened. So anyway, we're going to continue on here. So, we had some stuff lined up until all of a sudden, Bob, see if you can, I'm going to try to turn the microphone for both of us. So go ahead and kind of get in there a little.
Yeah, we'll give it a go. See all right. How we do.
That tries it there. Wow, you're going to get one heck of a back strain there. Let's see. We're flying in the limb here. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to talk about. Starting March 4th, Paramount Plus is going to start.
Yeah.
And if you saw the Super Bowl, you saw, was it Patrick Stewart and a whole bunch of them from CBS All Access?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
So, meanwhile, up on Paramount Mountain, the people from CBS All Access were coming to meet me.
And remember, they were all, God, I can't believe it. Why are we climbing this mountain and everything? And then they get to the top.
That was classic. Yeah, it was
that
great.
That was really good. And they did it in sections throughout the Super Bowl. So they have been tweaking the software, and it's been buggy because they're adding all of this stuff in. So basically what happened was about a year or two ago, let's go back years. CBS and Viacom were together as one company,
mm-hmm.
and then they split. And now they're back together again. And, of course, CBS All Access had started during the split, and now they're going to add all of the Viacom television programming as well as the Paramount Network. Now, remember when HBO Max came on and they said, you know what? New movies that are going to the movie theaters will start at the same time on HBO Max. Disney's also done some of it, too. So instead of having to go to the movie theater, you could actually watch it that same day.
Uh-huh.
Paramount's going to do a similar thing. Any Paramount movies that are going to the theater, 45 days after they premiere in the theater, you will now be able to watch them as part of your subscription.
That's great.
On Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Now, the subscription has been $4.99 with... it's been $5.99 with ads, $9.99 without ads. So now it's going to be $4.99 with ads. They're shaving a buck off, and you still have the $9.99. Now, if you were in either one, I believe, you had the option of having your local CBS station.
Mm-hmm.
So see the IP address, see where it is, and you could actually watch it live on your CBS All Access. That will be the same now with Paramount Plus still, except in order to have that service, you have to buy the ads-free at $9.99.
Right.
So now you're going to have all of these movies, all of the shows like from Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, all this stuff. If you're on CBS All Access, there's a section where they're showing you previews. They're going to have the Star Trek Strange New Worlds, which they're now in production. And that's the one where they're going back to Captain Christopher Pike in the Enterprise.
Really?
So
that's great.
They're starting to film that. There's going to be a Nickelodeon cartoon one called Star Trek Academy or something like that, where Captain Janeway, it's all animated, is going to be a teacher and teaching Starfleet cadets.
Oh, boy.
Morals and stuff. And I forget what the third one was. And the other thing this also helps with is Star Trek. Not just because we're going to have all this other stuff, but there's been a rift between the two sides. Because all of the original stuff pertaining to Star Trek, the original series, Next Generation, all those things belong to CBS television.
Right.
The Star Trek movies with the original cast, the reboot J.J. Abrams movies, and all of these belong to Paramount. So because of this rift, you can't do anything with the other. Now, yes, you had the J.J. Abrams reboots, but the movies on that side, you couldn't do anything with because they were apart.
Right.
So now they're all under one roof, and this gives them more capability to use characters from other things that they didn't have access to.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, with Star Trek, the movie, the first reboot that came out with Chris Pine.
Right.
I thought that was fantastic. They did a great job with that movie. I was very happy with everything all the way around, the way they made that movie. They portrayed all the characters, and just, it was really good from start to end on that one.
Yeah, Star Trek Beyond, I didn't like.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't either.
The other two movies I wasn't really necessarily a fan of, but no, it was a good start.
Yeah, well, I think the rehash of Khan I could have done without.
Right.
And it's kind of like, really? You had plenty of things you could have done. It's just like, now you're rehashing the old movies.
Yeah.
There's going to be several shows that have been canceled. One of them I was kind of getting into is now going to be gone, the Twilight Zone reboot. That had, was it Peele and Key?
That's been rebooted so many times already.
Well, this one was actually decent. I mean, they did a really good job of it. But supposedly, the two of them, they couldn't get them to do the show or something, or they wanted to do other projects. And so they just decided to cancel it out. The two seasons will still be there that you can see if you don't get a chance to, and I do recommend it. It's very good. And there's all sorts of other things that will be coming and going, documentaries and some new stuff that will be coming online.
You know, I want to segue just a touch,
yeah,
and that is over to, you know, we had Parler got booted off, and it came back.
Yeah.
And what I want to segue over to is Rumble.
Rumble, yes.
So you've used that and seen it now, and it's pretty good. But one thing, you know, you look at Rumble and then YouTube, right? Well, YouTube has an advantage that Rumble doesn't have.
That
number
is.
Number one, whenever I close my phone, if I'm paying for YouTube, which I do, I pay for YouTube Premium, it will stay on. So I can hear it even though the video is off on my phone.
I used to be able to do that on my phone before you had to pay for it.
Yeah, and that's number one. And then number two, YouTube, if I pay for it, I don't have to pay for I don't have to hear commercials.
Which is even better.
And with Rumble, they don't have that option. And I'm like, hey, Rumble people, give me that option. I'd like to actually pay for Rumble because
they'll
I'm starting
there.
To see stuff on there that I'm like going, I like Rumble. It's pretty good, but I don't like ads.
Well, what I don't like about the ads, I'm trying to remember if it does it on YouTube. I think it does, where you're getting through a video.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they stop in the middle of it and do ads. Because it used to be you had the ad before it, had the option to skip ads and go through it. Now they're dropping it in stuff in the middle of it, and that just makes me angry.
Yeah.
And the minute that happens, I turn it off and I go somewhere else.
And that's the same thing with me. I mean, Rumble's interesting, but every time I see an ad, I'm like going, ah, gee, I sure like YouTube.
Yep. And now Rumble wasn't probably used that much. And because of the censorship with Google and everybody else, all that traffic is now moving over to them.
Yeah.
And I think right now the biggest problem they have is trying to keep that traffic, trying to, you know, have the space to do it. And once that flattens out, then hopefully they'll get smart and go, you know what? What can we do that YouTube to compete with? Oh, we can do this.
Pay for ad free. I want to pay for ad free.
And they want it. And we can make the money. It goes in our pocket. What the hell? Let's give it to them. You know?
Yeah.
But I think right now the biggest problem they have is the bandwidth. Because, you know, that's a big chunk of people coming over and dropping. And you remember, you know, right at that time.
It was a mass exodus.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, oh, big tech, you're going to do that to me? Well, goodbye, big tech.
Yep. And you saw what happened when everybody left. They couldn't get on fast enough. Parler melted. MeWe melted.
Yeah.
All the servers melted.
Rumble's kind of having those
same growing pains.
Yeah.
And so you definitely want to get that done.
Yeah, you are seeing that, but what I do like is there are alternatives out there, and we're not being held to, our feet aren't being held to the fire. We do have options.
Yes.
And that's what the internet is about. It's about options. And if someone wants to be a bully, then we can choose something else. So I like that a lot.
I agree. And I'm trying to get away from my private page on Facebook, trying to shut it down. I have over 800-something pictures I have to download.
Uh-huh.
One by one by one to get off. It's going to take a while. It's going to take longer than I thought. And those of you out there who probably have been doing stuff for the last 10 years of all the things you've put out there, yeah, it's going to take even longer for you.
Right.
Because I'm about in that same boat.
Well, I'm liking things a lot better, but yes, Rumble, please give me an ad-free option. I would like it, and I would probably pay for it. I mean, we'll see, but at this point, yeah, I probably would jump on board tomorrow.
And this is another thing that bothers me. See this here? This is on TuneIn. Customize your experience. Enjoy a seamless experience across devices and personalized recommendations based on your listening. It only takes 30 seconds. Well, I don't want to. So I hit that, and guess what it does? It comes back over and over and over. It wants you to sign in.
Oh, yeah.
To give you your preferences. Dude, I'm already signed in. Why? I don't care. Stop it. Stop it now. No, it wants to keep coming back. My first thought was it's going to keep me from doing stuff. The minute this thing goes up, now it's not recording. It's not playing. And I got to chase this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So far, that hasn't happened. I'm afraid that it's going to make me do that, and it'll go, oh, you're wide open. Let me push some stuff down so I can stop you from doing things that you're not supposed to be doing.
Right.
And one of them is the recording, because they took that away, and I, you know, gave them the what for on that some months ago. And so I'm just at the point where, no, I don't want to mess with it. And sure enough, within 2 minutes, it rears its ugly little head. All right, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Hopefully we'll get these technical difficulties taken care of. And again, I do apologize for any inconvenience that may have resulted. You're listening to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back. McWilliams Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Okay, moment of truth. Bob, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Yay, so, Chris.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You know, this reminds me so much of these Zoom calls. I don't know if it happens to you, but I'm like online and all of a sudden I'll be talking and then they'll go, hey, Bob, unmute your microphone. And so this is just another Zoom call day.
I don't know how it happened because you were talking and I was talking, so
it was weird.
There wasn't anything that we could touch that would have done it, but supposedly whatever it was out of place, and neither one of us were near it when it happened.
No, I didn't touch it.
Still trying to figure that out. But Chris got it fixed up for us. Thank you so much, Chris. And now we had to come over because it wasn't something we could do remotely.
Right.
But can I go home now?
Yes, Chris. Yes, faithful servant, you may.
I have some Madden to go play and orphans to feed.
Yeah. Well, what else do you got to do on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock?
Single guy, the world's your oyster.
I'm telling you.
Maybe we ought to let Chris do the show. Hey, at least if anything happens, he knows how to put the buttons back. Okay, all right.
Hey,
all
right, it happens. But yeah, I do get this deja vu of the whole Zoom call thing because so many times I'm online or you know, the other way goes around is you're sitting there talking to somebody. They're talking away, animated, have their hands moving all around. And then finally you say, could you unmute your microphone? It would make more sense. The hand gestures are great, but I just don't understand.
You know, it's funny because we in the business have dreams that turn into nightmares. And one of them is the old classic dead air dream.
Oh, yeah.
Where no matter what you do, what you can say, it's dead air. And you're panicking and you can't get anything done. And, of course, you end up in a cold sweat waking up. And that's kind of the same thing with Zoom calls. That happens,
sure,
too. And, of course, right now, this is one of those classics. Yeah. Holy crap, what do?
I don't have
any control.
It's one of those things. I see dead air.
That's right. Or I hear dead air.
Yeah,
pretty much. So, got very little time left. So we'll just.
Just glad to be back on. You know, it feels good.
I agree.
I'm back. I'm back behind the microphone, sitting here. It's good.
Okay, so a couple of things I'll tell you about. If you get a chance, go over to Bed Bath and Beyond, and take a look at the clearance sales. And all of their stuff is 50% off. They had a two-day clearance. They may still be doing it. But the Bed Bath & Beyond guys have an iHome UVC sanitizer with Bluetooth speaker. Now, about a year ago, remember we were talking about sanitizing in the time of COVID, and there was this box that you could put things in and be able to do a ultraviolet.
Right.
Thank you, sir. And so, be able to do that. But those boxes were like pushing $150 to $200. So they've got one that was around $125, I think it was. And then they give you a discount on it. And basically you can get it for $64.
Oh, yeah.
So if you get a chance, check over at bedbathandbeyond.com and see if that is still available.
And what's it called?
It's called the iHome UVC sanitizer with Bluetooth speaker. So you can use the Bluetooth speaker when you're not sanitizing. It also has trays. So if you don't want to just sanitize your phone, the trays will let you put other things in, like pacifiers and other things that can be readily sanitized with ultraviolet light.
It's over there. I'm looking at it right now. Yep. iHome UVC sanitizer with Bluetooth speaker. Now, it's interesting, but this is the first time I've been over there in a long time, and I'm like looking. It's got the old member price, non-member price.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, if that's something you need, and it's got a pretty good price versus spending $150 for one. All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot,
Our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.